Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. We love Fridays, and we got a great guest for you today. Welcome to Biz Talk. Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
We are good.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yes, it's a beautiful day. Sunshine makes you just get jazzed up. Then we hear that intro and we're ready to roll. So welcome to Biz Talk. I am Glenna Hum, the president of Fusion One Marketing, and we are here talking to small businesses every Tuesday and Friday to hear about how they make their businesses stand out and what tips they may have for all the rest of us along the way. So before I get started, I do want to remind you where you can catch all of our broadcasts. So we'll go over that quickly. If I can find it, there we go. Okay, we're really excited about our new podcast, Marketing and a Mic. We're on all the casts, I like to say, so all the places where you can find podcasts. We're also live Tuesday and Friday mornings at 8 with Biz Talk on YouTube and Facebook, and then you can find the replay on all of the rest of our channels. All righty. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming a woman who's not only a wonderful person, but a great friend of mine. So I'm going to introduce her in just a moment after I let the other ladies introduce themselves.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, the Director of Digital Marketing.
And I'm Kelsey, the Social Media Manager for Fusion One Marketing.
All right. I remembered. All right. I'm welcoming this morning. She's known as the networking guru and a realtor who is real. We want to welcome all of our friends, Cindy Edmonds. Welcome, Cindy.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Perfect. We're so excited to have you on this morning, and we're going to jump right into it. Okay. Tell us just a little bit about yourself and your background, and the three of us know about your beautiful family, but why don't you go ahead and brag about them too?
Okay, will do. That's easy. So I have been married to my college sweetheart for, I think we are coming up on 33 years now. So it'll be 33 in June. And I'm from Biloxi. He's from Gulfport. We met at Southern Miss. But both of our kids did go to Alabama, so it's okay.
Roll time.
So he had co-opted with Bell South at that time from Southern Miss. So the natural thing to do was take a full-time position with them. He did that in 85. I followed in 86. So I'm so in love. And in 87, and we've been here living in North Shelby County ever since. We have two grown children. So our daughter Casey is our oldest, and she lives here in Birmingham, and she works in business operations for a large medical company. And then our son is just a few years younger, and he lives out in Colorado. He's a journalist, and he is the public affairs director for the human services department for the county he lives in. So proud of both of them. My husband is still doing computer work, but he left Bell South in 96, and he's been an independent contractor since then, doing computer consulting for a lot of large companies around the country.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, well, we are so happy to talk to you this morning. It's just a pleasure because we've all known you for several years, and we couldn't wait until this morning came along. So,
yeah, really, truly. You're kind of one of all of our favorite people. Ben, you're just a
– yes.
We know that you're a busybody. I mean, we all know that. But when you have spare time, I'd like to know, what do you do? What does Cindy do when she is not busy everywhere?
Well, probably anybody who's ever met me could tell you the very first love I have, and that's live music. I love live music more than anything. And so the three things I like to do the best, I can't do right now. And that's the live music shows, sporting events, and travel. So here we are. I will be so glad when we get out of this.
Well, we have been worried about you, Cindy.
I know. don't think I'm not listening to concerts online right now.
I was like, okay, Cindy is, the old FOMO is kicking in. It's like
really badly.
So tell us a little bit about your real estate career. How long have you been a realtor and what made you decide to become a realtor?
Okay, that's a great question because I did a lot of other things first. I was my degree is in marketing, which is very helpful for real estate. That's not where I started. I started in inside sales, outside sales, retail management. I've done a wide variety, but I took a couple years off when the kids were little. And when I felt like it was time to go back to work, when they were both in school, I wanted to do something that I loved, something meaningful. My husband even said, you know, don't just go get a job, do something you're passionate about. And real estate was it, because I love houses. I love showing houses, looking at houses. But the biggest thing, I don't know if you guys have ever done those spiritual gifts tests at church, but everyone I've ever done, the number one thing was hospitality. I love to take care of people. I like to give them a place to live, feed them, take care of them. So for me, real estate was just kind of a perfect fit. So that's why I headed in that direction and have never looked back.
Awesome. Yes, you definitely have the gift of hospitality. You are a party queen. I mean that in a good way. I wish I had just a little bit of what Cindy has, and you are always so energetic and positive and ready to go. I always wonder what's in your coffee in the morning, but she won't tell me her secret.
I don't even take vitamins, so I don't know where.
I know. Well, it's amazing. I admire that a lot. Wow, we've got some people popping in this morning, some early birds. Good morning, Melissa, LaVon, Roxy, Gail, and Steve Johnson, all joining us this morning. All right, let's talk about ARC Realty, because I know you love ARC Realty and you love to tell the story of ARC Realty. So what made you decide to partner with them?
Well, yeah, that's an easy question too. So for those people who out there that don't know, ARC stands for a relationship company. That's where the ARC stands for. It was a no-brainer for me. I had been with another company for a long time, but when I heard who was behind ARC Realty, who was forming it, Tommy Brigham and Michelle Wilder and Bo Beavis and Dale McIntyre, those four people have got more integrity than you could ever imagine. I knew it was going to be good. I knew I had to be a part of it. So I went. I've been there from the beginning, which was 2013. So we've only been around for 7 years, but have tons and tons of experience throughout the company with a lot of the veteran agents that joined them shortly after and continue to join. We, in 7 years, we're at over 200 agents in Birmingham, and about 130 in Montgomery. We have a presence in, you know, some of the lake communities and down at the beach on 30A. So we've got right now 8 offices and still growing. And I love it because a relationship company is very important to me. And they look at the agents as their clients, the leadership of our company, the founders and the staff. They consider the agents their clients. So they want to do whatever they can do to help us be successful. Give us the tools we need, train us on all the, you know, tech stuff. And it's just amazing what they offer. And that in turn helps us be more successful, help our clients better. So I love it.
Yeah. Your passion shows for sure.
what a good philosophy to just put the people first. It just seems like a perfect match. So along with you, hospitality trait, which I would think if you have a hospitality trait, that means that you know how to work with people, you know how to be there for people. And I love it. Your tagline is a realtor who is real. And that's kind of how you're known, as the realtor who is real. So tell us about that. I think that's so unique.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you how that formed. I was trying to come up with a tagline, and this was actually before ARC Realty was even formed. I was, you know, with my previous company, but I was trying to come up with something that indicated to people what I was about and why I would be a good person for them to choose to work with. And I started thinking about the fact that I do like to build real relationships, and I want to provide real service. I don't want to just be the agent that puts the sign in the yard and then, you know, never talks to them. Mm-hmm. I want to produce real results. That's my goal for the people that I work with. And it just, after looking at that, I said, well, a realtor who's real. That kind of sums it up. So that's how that was formed. And I stick by that even today. That's my philosophy.
You've got a little number one here.
Hey, Casey.
Well, I can attest to that. You are a realtor who's real. Cindy helped me buy my first home, and it was an experience that had so much value for me. I mean, I love my home. I don't ever want to leave, but I am looking forward to working with you again. So, so business doesn't seem to have slowed down too much for you. Do you want to share some of the creative ways that you've helped your buyers and sellers during this pandemic?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be working with some out-of-town clients today, seeing, I think we're going to see 10 or 12 houses today.
Wow.
So here's the thing. With the craziness that's going on, we are considered essential, so we are still working, but we have to be very cautious and abide by all the guidelines that were put out. So obviously, you know, masks and gloves when we're going into homes. We really are pushing for the buyers to make sure they're pre-qualified, which I would always like to do that anyway. But, you know, get pre-qualified with a lender so we make sure we're looking at the right homes. And then, you know, I send them things over the computer. I want them to really pre-qualify the homes as well, mm-hmm. so that we're not just going out looking at, like, today we could be going out looking at 20 homes because they don't know all the areas. We're looking at a lot of different areas, but we've really narrowed it down to about 10. I know, this is a lot. The good thing about that, most of them are new construction, so we don't have to be quite as cautious when we go in. I mean, we still are going to have the, you know, sanitary wipes with us, you know, Clorox wipes, all that good stuff. We're going to social distance when we go in because I'll have the husband and wife and daughter, and so we have to kind of stay apart a little bit. But they've really pre-qualified the homes, and these are their favorites. And so there is one that's a resale. And with that, we have to be extra careful. And we also want to prepare the sellers. You know, we ask the sellers to turn on all the lights in the house before the showing. We ask them to open all the interior doors, like closets. If there's anything special they want the buyer to see, we ask them to go ahead and set that up ahead of time, whether, you know, it's a cabinet that or a closet that they think is really important. We want that door open. So we're only literally touching the front and back door when we go in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Melissa, well, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
You can read it if you want.
Okay. Yes. Melissa this morning says, Cindy, do you ever attempt to persuade your clients not to purchase a particular home?
Good question.
Okay. Well,
she's like, how do I answer this?
Let me be correct about that. So, okay. Being a licensed agent in the state of Alabama, we are not allowed to persuade or steer clients toward a home or a neighborhood or steer them away from that for any reason. We give them the facts and let them decide. I will say, though, I'm very honest with my clients. And if I see an issue that we need to investigate further, like a something that may need a repair or whatever, of course, I'm going to say that and point it out. But then we're going to hire a professional inspector out and let them make that decision. So, yeah, we have to be careful with that. But I am always looking out for my client's best interest above just making the sale.
I can attest to that for sure. And also, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about you're helping people coming from out of town. But I know that ARC Realty also participates in the leading real estate companies of the world.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Thanks, Glenna, because I did forget
to
mention that. Very, very important. That's one of the big things with ARC Realty, too. So Leading Real Estate Companies of the World is an organization that independent real estate companies belong to. They have to be invited. So the companies are vetted very heavily before they're invited to be a part of that. But what that does is it connects us with other companies and agents all over the world, not even just the U.S., but all over the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I've been able to put people together with agents in lots of other areas. So if, let's say I had, well, let's say you had a cousin who was wanting to move from Cincinnati to Boston, I could actually help put them with a really good qualified agent in both of those areas. to sell the one house and to purchase the next one. And so that's something really, really important that RPLC is a part of.
Yeah, we remember. Okay, Sarah.
Okay. Well, this is not on the paper, but I have to say one thing that I just had to. I was just thinking about this morning because I owe so much to you, Cindy. Lance, I love you and Kirk so much, but I owe so much to you for the fact that you single-handedly, because of your awesome hospitality skills, because of your awesome networking skills, just because of your kind heart, introduced me to Glenna and Rob. And and that just like forever changed me. And I'm so thankful for that. Really and truly.
That is awesome.
It was just so nice. You just thought of me and I'm so grateful for it. But kind of leads me to my next question here, which is that, you know, you truly have that gift of hospitality. We've touched on that a few times already, but you love people, you love to help anyone who needs it. And how does that play into your real estate career?
Wow. Okay. So yeah, I love it. The fact that I do a lot of networking and through my different groups that I network within, I have developed a huge group of people that I have literally in my phone that I can contact at a moment's notice. So especially the people in the trades, like the plumbers, the HVAC people, the painters, the roofers, all of that, that is very much needed in a real estate transaction sometimes. I've got people that I can just call at a moment's notice and usually get pretty quick results. And I think that's a real added value for my real estate clients. I've had clients say to me, you know, gosh, how do you get things done so quickly? How do you get somebody out there so quickly? Well, I have a really good arsenal, I guess, for lack of a better word, of people that I know and trust because I've gotten to know them and they're very credible. And I use it all the time in my real estate business.
Those relationships are really invaluable. And I think that the clients that you have that trust with you because you built a relationship with them. So they know that anybody you refer to them is going to be another trusted, good relationship. You're never going to refer them to somebody you don't know is going to do a good job.
Mm-hmm. True.
So that's fantastic. Well, nothing says real in hospitality as to how much you care about people in general. So can we talk about your Hurricane Katrina story a little bit for people that don't know about that?
Yeah, that was quite the story. So being from Biloxi and Gulfport, my husband and I still have tons of friends down there and family. And so after Katrina, we had quite a few friends and family members who had lots of damage, no power. We had a couple of really close friends that were without a house at all. Like it was a pile of rubble. So after Katrina, we had 21 people stay with us for a month.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it was interesting. It was really sad in a lot of ways watching the parents be on the phone with their mortgage companies, their insurance companies, all the different things. The kids, though, had a great place to stay, and it kind of sheltered them a little bit from how serious the matters were. Our church helped out. We were able to take all these people over to our church, let them pick out clothes. People were coming by with meals practically every day. So I don't know. It was amazing to watch it. And then when it was time for everybody to go, the kids were disappointed because they're like, oh, the slumber party's over. The parents were very grateful and very happy to get back to their homes and see what they could salvage.
I love that story. Yeah. It shows the power of community.
Yeah.
And how far compassion can go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we have the one and only Harry Slagle joining us this morning.
Hey, Harry.
And Harry has a question for you. I think he wants to know, he's always telling us that he's going to retire into the mountains. So could you help him buy a house in the Blue Ridge Mountains if he wanted one?
I absolutely could. That's part of that leading real estate companies of the world that we belong to. So it's very easy. I would just, Harry, I would put your information with our relocation department at ARC, and then they would contact our contact through the network up there in the Blue Ridge Mountains, find the perfect agent for you, and we'd have you up there in no time.
Fantastic. LaVon, I hope that answers your question as well. She wanted to know if you could help find a home outside of Alabama. So the answer is yes, yes, yes.
Basically, Cindy can help you with anything you need real estate. I have to say this, you better be serious about selling your home because I love telling the story. She sold our house before we even knew we wanted to sell it. So she was like, I have some buyers that would love your house. Can I just show it? And I'm like, are you kidding me? We hadn't done anything. And just come and show it. And I was like, I guess what could it hurt? So she showed it and sold it before it was even listed. So be very careful. Be very serious if you want to sell your house.
Technically, it was listed. But
I know. Technically, it was.
Yeah, we get in trouble if we try to show something before it's listed. So.
Exactly. Well, we knew that you were our agent and you had already put it together, but I like to tell that story. It was one couple in, one couple out, and it was all done. All right. Now, everybody, I mean, I've never met anyone who doesn't just absolutely love you. And you are considered the queen of networking, and I know you help so many people. You mentioned a little bit about how networking has helped you. I mean, being a connector and all of that, but what do you think it has done for your business being out everywhere?
Well, you know, when I first started this business, I was basically networking through my kids' parents and that sort of thing because they were all still in school, and it was a little different. But when real estate was a little slow there for a few years, we opened a cell phone repair store in the Galleria, and that's when I really started networking. I immediately said, we need to get in, you know, the Hoover and the North Shelby Chamber. It was North Shelby at the time. Now it's the Shelby County Chamber. But we did that, and that's really where I learned to network. Kind of where I picked up those skills and have just dug in ever since then. And I really do think it's taken my business to the next level.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So along with that, with your networking, tell us about some associations that you belong to that have kind of helped fill up your calendar.
Okay. there's a lot. So don't be alarmed by that. And for my real estate clients out there or potential clients, do not be alarmed. I have plenty of time to show you how. So I am part of a BNI, that is Business Networking International, and that's been huge for my business. Yeah, Kelsey and Glenna are both part of that as well. Then also the Hoover and Shelby County Chambers, as I mentioned. And within the Shelby Chamber, I'm also serving as an ambassador and on the Tourism Recreation Work Group and the Women's Business Council. And then, like Kelsey, I have a lot of clients in the Helena area, so I thought it was beneficial. And I lived there for 11 years before we moved over to the Oak Mountain area. So I belong to the Helena Business Association. Let's see. And then, also recently, just for about the past year, I serve on the advisory board for the Shelby County Big Brothers, Big Sisters Association. And that's just a passion I have. So most of these associations only meet once a month. So obviously, for example, I would be meeting with the Tourism and Recreation Group this morning, but obviously my business comes first. So if I have to miss a meeting because I'm showing houses, that's the number one priority.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You're so plugged in.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, it is all about building those relationships. And quite frankly, a lot of the same people that are in some of these organizations are in some of the others. And that really does build on the relationships. You know, it's great to network and meet new people, but the people that I see, in multiple situations, those relationships really build strongly. And I think that's real important for getting referrals.
Well, I have to say, knowing you, I am the business person that I am today because of you and because of Glenna. And my start in BNI really, really catapulted my career. Yeah. So what advice do you have for people out there that aren't plugged in, that want to be plugged in? What advice do you have for them getting started?
That's a great question. And I kind of learned this over time. I would say find something, you know, find one thing first. I would say find one thing that you think will benefit your business, you know, one organization or something that you could plug into that would benefit your business and not take too much time away from you. Because there's a fine line there between, you know, spending too much time networking and not enough time actually doing your business. You gotta do that. So pick one thing that you're passionate about and see how that's working for you. And then if you see that you can add something else that you think would be beneficial, then do that. Like all these things I belong to didn't happen overnight. You know, it was a transition. They were added over time and only if I had time for it. You have to be careful. You have to say no sometimes. So
absolutely.
That's the hardest, especially for you, because you also have a servant's heart. And I know that you want to help every person that needs something. Cindy's one of those kind of people that can realize that you need something before you even need it. I mean, you're just that, you have such a true heart for helping people. Aww. So, everybody loves you. Yeah. And that's a good thing. I can't believe it, you guys. It's already been almost a half hour that we've gone through everything. I know it's been so much fun. Let's get down to helping you out with your business a little bit more. What kind of referral partners can we introduce to you?
Okay.
To help your business.
Well, obviously, I hate to say anyone because we're trying to say anyone, but anyone who wants to buy or sell a home, who needs help with that, is very important. But I will kind of point out the kind of people I'm looking for. People with life changes going on. Those are the best referrals for me. So if somebody's getting married or if they're having a baby or, you know, if the parents have passed away and they have a house to sell, you know, those are the people that are going to need to buy or sell a house. And sometimes both. I mean, if somebody's getting married, they may need to sell two condos and purchase a house together. So it can lead to multiple transactions. So people with life changes going on are probably the best referrals for me.
Okay, perfect.
Well, we're going to put your contact information up here. There you go. Thank you, Kelsey. So these are all the ways that you can be reached. And is there any other way that we haven't listed that we're not listing down here is the best way to reach you?
Nope. Those are the best ways. I answer to phone calls, text, and email. And I check all of them regularly. So if I miss you, I will call you back.
Perfect. Okay. Well, is there anything else that we didn't share that you wanted to cover before we move on?
We've covered a lot, right?
Yeah, we sure have.
Yeah, I would say to anybody who is looking for someone to work with that will have your absolute best interest at heart. I mean, that's me. That's one of the things I point out to people. I'm more interested in having satisfied clients for a lifetime that will come back to me, or they'll send their kids to me, or sometimes send their parents to me. That is so much more important to me than just making the sale. I mean, I've actually, you know, walked away. You said, you know, would I ever persuade someone not to buy a house? Only if I didn't feel it was right for that person and there was a good reason. You know, like, I'm not going to just try to make the sale. So I think that's really important. And that comes back to a realtor who's real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Very much so.
All right. Are you ready for the fun part?
I'm ready.
Shake off the nerves.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, Cindy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, we're going, so we're ready. Okay, would you prefer to take selfies or group photos?
Group photos.
Okay. Are you usually early, late, or on time?
I would say on time. My husband would say late.
What is your favorite drink?
I'm going to say wine.
Okay. What's your favorite day of the week?
Fridays.
What's your favorite type of music?
Oh, my gosh. All of them.
Good answer. Would you prefer the beach or the mountains?
Beach.
Hamburgers or tacos?
Hamburgers.
The Rock or Kevin Hart?
Oh, they're tied. They're tied.
Do you consider yourself a good dancer?
No.
Have you ever sent a text message to the wrong person?
Yes.
Auburn or don't care?
Oh, that's it. Sorry.
That was quick. Wow, that was quick. That was awesome. Well, Cindy,
we really appreciate you coming on today. It's been such a pleasure. My jaws hurt from smiling so much. You just are such a light. So we really appreciate you joining us on Biz Talk today. And we want to thank everybody else for joining us this morning as well. We will be back with Biz Talk again at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, where we'll have LaVon Chaney from the CIA. And then we also have our live marketing mix on Thursday at noon. So wanted to thank everybody one more time. And Sarah, take us out.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.